Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As we welcome to WGN, David Herta, who is the owner of Stitch Switch in Geneva. Good evening, Dave. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Sure. First of all, what were you doing at the University of Chicago?
So I was a criminal justice research director, which means, sort of in layman's terms, studied why people do bad things and trying to figure out how to prevent it and how to treat it.
How long did you hold that position?
So I was in, well, different forms of that position as I went up the career ladder. But my career there lasted 25 years.
Wow. So what made you decide to leave that position?
Yeah, good question. It sounds kind of crazy. to everyone I tell, they ask the same thing. What led you from that to this? Well, I mean, it's sort of a long, progression. I always wanted to do something on my own, on my own business, whatever that might be. I actually got my degree initially in marketing, of all things, and ended up going into criminal justice research. But really enjoyed, the time that I spent at the University of Chicago. Met a lot of great people, extremely intelligent.
Yes.
Really doing important and very interesting work, of course. And I just got to the point where I just felt needed to change. I was getting a little burnt out, and sort of that passion within in me of wanting to start my own thing started bubbling up. And as I started looking for some things, I had always been into fashion. I grew up in a family of seven kids. My father was the only one who worked, so didn't have a lot of money for extra things, including clothes. So the song that you played, I loved it. I was chuckling because that's kind of how I grew up with hand-me-downs. I had an older brother, and he's the one, who basically would hand his clothes down to me. And I call it the double hand-me-down because he would actually, get hand-me-downs from other members in our extended family. So I was really used to wearing, secondhand clothing. And then as I got into high school and the whole music scene, new wave scene, tried to, look unique, do something different, and started shopping at thrift stores where you could find a lot of, really cool vintage stuff. I continued to do that even though after I had, the means to buy the clothes, because you'd always be able to find things that were more unique, higher end designer items for, a fraction of the cost. And so it all came together and I said, hey, I'm always, looking for a men's consignment shop, and there were none around. And, women have been doing this stuff for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, And I'm like, why isn't somebody opening up a men's consignment shop? I said, either no men want to buy secondhand clothes, or I'm just crazy. And I figured, well, hey, I'm a man. I like secondhand clothes, so there's got to be others out there like me. So while I was still in my career, I started selling some of my own collection on eBay, Poshmark, things like that. And had some, moderate success. And before I sort of pulled the trigger and, quit my job, which, had a nice 401k and full benefits and a nice salary, I wanted to see if it would fly. So a woman at one of the consignment shops in Geneva, her name is Jan, and she owns a new consignment shop. She actually agreed to give me about 80 square feet of her store to try out the men. And so I brought in, a selection of my stuff and was there for about 6 to 8 months, and it actually did pretty well. And so started getting some clientele and people asking for, bigger selection. And then that's when I decided to pull the trigger. And I opened up in the middle of the pandemic, which was an interesting thing. But the advantage was I was able to negotiate a pretty nice rent, got about 700 square foot space. in downtown Geneva off of 3rd Street, 310 Campbell Street to be exact, and opened up in October of 2020. And it's just, you know, was really well received, you know, people coming in saying, you know, hey, haven't seen this before. It's about time someone did this. And I was like, yeah, exactly. I've been saying the same thing. I've been waiting 20 years for this, and no one's done it, so I figured I'd do it myself.
So and, you left.
Strong since then.
You left the University of Chicago job to eventually open up a consignment store in Geneva that is marketed towards men's clothing. Have I got that right?
Correct. Yes, I'm exclusively men's.
Yes. Well, I have, and I'm sure all of us are very much aware of the upscale progression of consignment stores over the past years. I mean, when I was a kid, there wasn't anything like that at all. There were things like Goodwill. There
right.
were maybe some used furniture stores in town, but there wasn't anything along the lines of what we call now consignment, and there certainly wasn't anything along the lines of high-end consignment, which I think
right.
is what you're going after, aren't you? Is the high-end retail of those clothes?
Yeah, that's true. So I sell mid to high-end
mm-hmm.
designer menswear. So, you know, that's anywhere from, you know, like J. Crew all the way up to Prada, Louis Vuitton,
wow.
and everything in between. So I'm able to satisfy sort of a, you know, diverse range of tastes and a range of price points.
Right. I mean, even I just flashed on North Lincoln Avenue. This is really at the other end of the spectrum. Army-Navy surplus stores.
Right. Oh, yeah. They have
around,
yeah.
Yeah, go in and get a nice used outfit that was once in the military. So
yeah, which would be fine, but they're, you know, they're,
right.
they're all fatigues and camos. So
yes, right.
You don't
exactly.
have much of a selection.
So where did you get the name? Where did the idea for the name of the store Stitch Switch come from?
Yeah, interesting question, too. So I get that a lot, and it's a little bit of a tongue twister. I understand that, but it's memorable. But I was just jotting down, brainstorming one night, and I came up with just a bunch of, you know, names, word combinations, and I can't tell you exactly how I came up with it, but, you know, Stitch meaning like clothes,
right?
And Switch meaning like, you know, you're switching it out for something new, or you're
right.
passing it along to someone else. You know, in my case, you're switching it out for cash, because once the item sells, you actually get, you know, paid out. So I just thought it was a clever combination of words that, you know, just stuck, and that's what I went with.
Well, I think it's a really catchy name, and I liked the idea that you realized that there were no consignment stores in Illinois that were aimed at the male market. And when
yep.
I read the article about you, I went, yeah, that's right. You know, I've been in some consignment stores, and they have everything from furniture to electronics, a lot of clothing and accessories for women, but very little did I find for, you know, a male clientele. I think maybe a
yep.
used belt or something. I mean, it wasn't any big deal. So this is I find this to be very, very interesting. And I got a few more questions I'd like to ask you, and we'll do that in just a minute. We're talking to David Herta, who is the owner of Stitch Switch in Geneva, the only male-oriented consignment store in the state of Illinois, and we'll do more of it when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. We're talking to David Herta, who has the only consignment store in the state of Illinois, it's in Geneva, that aims at the male clientele. So, where do you get your high-end clothing from, David? I mean, do you search it? Do people bring it to you? Is it a combination of those things? What?
Yeah, so it's all consignment, which means that
oh, right.
people bring
right,
yep,
right.
yeah, people bring their stuff into me
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. They don't, you know, need it anymore. They received it as a gift and didn't like it. It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. It's a re-gift. So it's amazing how much stuff I actually get that's new with tags. I would say about 20% of the inventory that I get in is new with tags. Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, a lot of people have, you know, some very, you know, classic vintage pieces that they'll bring in. A lot of, you know, high-end suits, get a lot of quarter zip pullovers, polo shirts, casual slacks. I mean, just stuff that is looks new, is new, or is close to new, just very gently used. And so they'll bring it in. And I actually get a lot more than I can actually take in my, my small shop. So very picky in terms of what I'm able to take. I curate it, go through it, and I could do it on the spot when people bring it in. And the stuff that I accept, I price it, put it on the floor. They get a consignor number. All their inventory gets entered. And once it sells, it gets tracked in the system. And after the 90-day consignment period, the consignor checks in, and I'll let them know which of their items have sold, and I'll be able to pay them out, usually in cash or a check if it's a high value. And the items that haven't sold, they are free to pick up, or I donate it to the charity I work with, which is Suits for Success. They're out of Naperville, and this sort of connects with my criminal justice background. They provide clothing to parolees once they get out of prison for interviews and daily wear.
That's fantastic. You know, there's a, it's just slightly related, but there's a dry cleaner in my neighborhood that has a sign in the window that says, if you need clothing cleaned for a job interview, we'll do it for free. So I think
that's great.
Yeah, that fits into what you're doing. I think that's awesome, that charity that you're doing.
Thank you. And it
fits perfectly with the consignment store. Who buys the stuff? Who's your clientele?
Yeah, so it's, you know, the facts sort of support it, too, before I opened. Consignment or resale secondhand industry is actually growing at 11 times faster than traditional retail.
Absolutely.
And most of that is, yeah, I think most of that research is based on the women's market. But it mostly, you know, the younger generation is really pushing this forward. You know, they have a sense, greater sense, you know, I should say, than older generations in terms of helping out the environment, social justice issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they also are, you know, into the brand names, into the labels. And of course, at, you know, a young age, you really don't have the money to be buying that type of stuff. And so they really are pushing forward the whole resale, the whole consignment, the whole secondhand industry. And I, you know, do have to say that the middle age to older generation, especially with men, you know, it's sort of like a slow transition for them, you know, because, you know, if you think about it, you know, back when we were kids, there was a stigma, you know, to wearing, you know, someone else's clothes. You know, I experienced it as a kid, but that is all but gone now. Especially for the younger generation, when they go in and they find something, you know, a great value, they wear it and they brag to people, hey, look what I picked, you know, this Louis Vuitton, you know, bag for a steal. And, you know, everyone sort of congratulates them, and it's not an issue any longer. So definitely the younger generation is a big part of my clientele, but also middle-aged and older. They're really coming around in terms of adopting the whole secondhand movement. I'm sort of in the lower level in my building, and I have a small window that peers out to the sidewalk, the street level. And I get a lot of foot traffic that goes, you know, back and forth in front of my store. And oftentimes I'll see, you know, a couple, let's just say in their late 40s, early 50s, you know, the woman will be going by with their hubby, let's just say, and she'll stop and she'll say, hey, come on in. And I can see their hands just like, going, no. So I'm like, come on, work for it, you know. And so slowly but surely, they're able to pull them in. And it's amazing to see, you know, their reaction. Once they do come in, their reaction to see the quality of the items that they have, the selection. And they get over, you know, that stigma really quick when they see, for example, that you can get a silk Tommy Bahama camp shirt that sells for $125 new for $30 in my store, and I would bet anyone that they could not tell the difference between brand new one versus the ones I carry.
I totally believe you. And there's another couple of things that I think that are working very much in your favor. First of all, I mean, you're recycling. I mean, there's nothing more. This is an exact example of recycling. These are things that people have. They bring you. They go to someone else. Maybe they bring them back. And that's got to be helping in some sort of way. You mentioned the younger generation concerned more about the environment. So they must appreciate the recycling aspect of a consignment store, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's definitely a benefit that they recognize. You know, it benefits, you know, the whole cycle, I guess you could say, of the people involved. It benefits them because they have clothing that otherwise, you know, might go in the trash. Mm-hmm. They can bring it to me. They earn some extra money. It benefits, like you said, the environment. It's keeping it out of a landfill or an incinerator. And then it benefits me because I make a cut as well to keep my business going. And then the customer, you know, they get a new piece of clothing that, you know, they're really happy with and, you know, give it a second life. And again, you know, get someone to enjoy it instead of it, get polluting. Most people don't realize this, that the fashion industry is the second highest polluter. Next only to the oil industry. It has the second highest carbon footprint next to the oil industry. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but, you know, we are in an economic, depending on who you talk to, we are in economic times where people need to stretch their dollar. And that is a perfect solution when it comes to a consignment store. So I would expect that that'd be one of the positive points for your customer base, is that they're saving money.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, with gas the way it is and everything else and inflation, you know, hitting us all so hard, finding something that, you know, offers such a value is a godsend in these times.
We're talking to David Herds. We're about ready to wrap it up. David, where is Stitch Witch located? What's the phone number? Do you have a website? Where are your hours and all of those kind of things?
Yeah, so I am located in Geneva, Illinois, right in the downtown area off of 3rd Street. My address is 310 Campbell Street, and the website is stitch-switch.com. I have a website. You can look at all the products. I have a lot that I actually post online and an e-commerce site where you can order directly from the website or come in to visit and purchase there. And the telephone number is 630-457-5223.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us and continued success out there, Dave.